From Royal Lifesaving, we've got, of course, Paul Barry online. Good morning to you, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Look, you know, Christmas is around the corner. We're always talking about swim between the flags, but hang on a second. A report has shown that it's not just swimming between the flags, it's just using common sense.
Yes, yes. We're finding that more people are drowning in the inland waterways, in rivers, creeks, dams and streams than on the ocean beaches. And regional Queensland is one of the factors there. We've got some beautiful waterways in regional Queensland and dams and rivers, and you know, everyone loves going camping and so forth. We think following the global pandemic, people can't go overseas, so they're going to be going to those locations for the summer holidays, and we think there's going to be a peak in drowning as a result of that. The real risk area, the area we're really concerned about, is men aged 25 to 44, who account for 79% of the total drownings over the last 10 years.
You know, it's a silly question, but, you know, drowning, in what way? Is it lackadaisical? They're drunk too much? Is it drugs? Or is it
There's a whole host of things. 25% of the drownings, people don't expect to get into the water when they drowned. So that's accidental. They've fallen in. They've been in a boat that's tipped over. They've fallen off a rock whilst they're fishing. They've fallen off a kayak or a jet ski or something. One in five, so 20%, one in five of drownings involve a blood alcohol content over 0.05.
Right.
So, 20, you know, one in five drowns, 20% is a huge number. If we had 20% of the road deaths were from alcohol, we'd be, you know, we get the message on the road, you know, don't drink and drive. But I guess it's part of our culture. We go to, you know, have a tinny when we're fishing, and, you know, when we're at camping, we'll have a beer, and people sort of go in the water and that sort of stuff after having a drink or two. So alcohol's a significant factor. And, you know, that men in that age group, 25 to 44, are risk takers. So they'll do risks, particularly if they've had a beer, they'll do risks. They don't assess the risk properly and do things that perhaps if they weren't drinking, they might not have done. And so alcohol, so avoiding alcohol around the water. The other thing is if people are on, you know, people are often fishing and that sort of stuff might not be as good swimmer as they were when they were 18.
Yep.
And, you know, if they fall into the water out of a boat or a jet ski or a kayak or anything, you know, they're sort of in distress and even got to swim 20, 30 metres, which isn't far, you know, it's from one side of the river to the other, they can, you know, end up taking a couple of mouthfuls of water and then real trouble. So wearing a life jacket whenever you're doing fishing and boating is absolutely a must. And the other thing is that there's a high proportion of those people that have drowned that are by themselves. So what that means is that if they went with someone, either someone can raise the alarm or someone can help them. So the message there is never go alone.
Paul Barry, that's remarkable figures. And Christmas around the corner, look after each other. That's what it's all about. What website do people jump onto to get more details?
So just head over to our main national website, royallifesaving.com.au. There's a whole heap of information and stats that people can get and some safety messages there as well.
Paul Barry, thanks very much for having a chat and giving us a reminder. Ho,
thanks,
ho, ho, need we say any more?
Thanks, Mike.